الحمد لله نحمده واستعينه واستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O who you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. And be aware that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Inshallah, today, Tuesday, which is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 25th of August 1998, and this constitute our 25th class dealing with the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله. The book which translated to English Attainment of the Objective. This is our 25th class today, and this is the second part of Salatu Tatawwa, the optional prayer. Salatul Tatawwa, which is a voluntarily prayer. any salah besides the 5-time obligatory prayer that the Muslim perform it seeking the pleasure of Allah is called Salat At-Tatawwa', that he do it voluntarily in his own. And we had stated last week the important and the excellence and the virtues of making Salat At-Tatawwa' during the day as well during the night. And this is one of the means that bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And for those who want to draw closer to Allah, to do more optional prayer, as well as optional charity, as well as optional hajj, as well as optional fasting. The more optional deeds that you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will love you as a result of this. And we stated also the importance of Salat al-Tatawwa', because your salah and your prayer will be the first thing that you will be questioned about it in the day of judgment. And as we understand that sometimes, if it's not most of the times, that we have deficiency in our prayer due to our neglecting something of the parts of the prayer or arcanes of the prayer, or due to the forgetfulness and neglecting certain things, or that our mind will go and be daydreaming about different things. So as a result of this, that our obligatory prayer, it doesn't be in the best way to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it has some deficiency. So it comes here the importance of Salat al-Tatawwa', the optional prayer, that the optional prayer will serve like a badge to make up for this missing or for this deficiency or this defect that happened in the obligatory prayer. So it is very important that we always try to have optional prayer to make up for the shorts that happens in our obligatory prayer, so we can be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. We explained last week that Salat al-Tatawwa', the optional prayer, there is many kind of it. Some of it like Salat al-Duha, some of it is like the 2 rak'at or the 4 rak'at you pray before Zuhr as well after Zuhr. The Salat that you make it for Istikhara, seeking Allah's guidance, this also Tatawwa', optional prayer. The 2 rak'at that you perform it when you enter the Masjid, this which some scholars they call it Tahiyyat al-Masjid, the greeting of the mosque, this also the Tatawwa', optional prayer. The Tahajjud and Qiyam al-Layl during the night, this is optional prayer. The Salat al-Tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat al-Witr, the Salah Raghibat al-Fajr, the Sunnah before the morning prayer. All these things comes under the category of Salat al-Tatawwa'. We give also some different responses concerning Salat al-Tatawwa and obligatory prayer, that the Salat al-Tatawwa you can make it sitting, in sitting position, even if there's nothing wrong with your health, with your body. In Salat al-Tatawwa, if you choose to pray sitting down, you can. The Salah still acceptable, will be less reward, but the Salah still acceptable. The optional prayer that you may pray it in your ride, while you in your car, on your donkey, whatever it is, you can perform it, okay? Even if you have the means and the ways and the time to stop your vehicle and make it. Also, we said that is recommended, very highly recommended, that you make the optional prayer in your house. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about the light, the blessings, the reward, that by performing the optional prayer in your house, and he said, don't make your houses like a graveyard. Because the grave is a place which is neglected from the remembrance of Allah, from the prayer, and we shouldn't let our houses turn to be graveyard. The similarity between this and that, that there is no remembrance of Allah there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best place to pray your optional prayer is your house. And if there's no recitation of the Quran in your house, there's no salah there, so now the house will turn to be like a graveyard. As well as other differences that we, inshallah, those who would like to know more, they can, we refer them to the tape number 24 from the last class. What we're supposed to be doing today, inshallah, this supposed to be part two, since we were not able to finish all the hadith. We had approximately about 50 hadith to discuss last week, and we were not able to finish all of them. But before, inshallah, I start part two, I would like to go over again classification of the ahadith due to some mistakes that I made last week. So if anybody have the book, you may write in your book. If not, I will give you the number of hadith, inshallah, and that you will record the number of hadith and the degree of the hadith. And whenever you have your book, you can apply this to it, inshallah. So we talked last week in a chapter called Salat al-Tatawwa, chapter 9, page 129, and this is under voluntarily prayer. The first hadith, which hadith number 280, page 129. This hadith by Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b, and this hadith is authentic. Hadith 280 is authentic. Hadith number 281, reported by Ibn Umar, page 130. The hadith is sahih, authentic. Hadith number 282, reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Hadith number 282, reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is authentic, sahih. The next hadith, which also reported by Aisha, hadith number 283 in page 131, the hadith is authentic. Hadith 284 reported by Habiba. The hadith is authentic. And the other version of the hadith, which is by At-Tirmidhi, is authentic. Hadith number 285. Hadith number 285. Page 131, reported by Ibn Umar. Reported by Ibn Umar. The hadith is good. Hassan. Page 132. Hadith number 286. 286. By Abdullah ibn Mughassal. The hadith is authentic. Hadith is authentic. Hadith number 287 in page 131. Before this was page 132. In the bottom there is another version which reported by Muslim, and the Sahabi who narrated is Anas. This hadith is authentic. Page 133, hadith 287, hadith number 287, page 133, the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 288, the same page, and reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 289, reported by Aisha, is authentic. Next, hadith 290. Reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the hadith is sahih, authentic. Next, hadith 291. Reported by Ibn Umar, the hadith is authentic. Next page, page 134. Page 134, hadith reported by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Hadith number 292, hadith is authentic. Next, hadith 293, reported by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, is authentic. And I think this was the last hadith that we had mentioned last week. Yarhamukullah. 297? Okay. Hadith number 294. Reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib. This hadith is authentic. Hadith number 295. Page 135, hadith number 295, reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah, the hadith is weak, da'if. حديث خارجة 296 reported by خارجة 296 حديث is authentic. Okay. So all this 4 or 5 hadith, the last one that I mentioned is starting in 293 concerning the witr. The witr prayer is one of the optional prayer. One of the optional prayer is very, very strong recommended. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't use to neglect this prayer even if he traveling. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shortened the prayer for the traveling, the traveler, to make it easier on him. But still the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform the witr. And this is to show us the importance of this salah. But nevertheless is not going to take it to be must or obligatory, but it's very strong recommended. And the Salatul Witr, which is an odd number prayer, it can be 1, it can be 3, it can be 5, it can be 7, it can be 9. Okay, all this will be a form of Salat al-Witr. Okay, so the minimum is that you pray 1 rak'at. Okay, and you can add or you can pray in a different form, that you pray 5 rak'at, that without any sitting except in the 4th rak'ah. The 4th rak'ah you will sit for tashahud, you will get up again, make 1 rak'ah, and after this you make tashahud and make taslim. And this is the way how you're going to make the witr, 5 or 7 or 9. Okay, also this ahadith shows you the importance of the prayer and how that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he indicate in hadith number 296, which reported by Kharija, said إن الله تبارك وتعالى أمدكم بصلاة هي خير لكم من حمر النعم. Okay, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had give you a prayer. Allah the Exalted has given you an extra prayer, which is better for you than the red camels. Okay, and the red camels in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or among the Arab people, is considered that the highest property, the highest form of property that you can be owning, like a rich person, a millionaire person, or whatever you want to call among them, he will have this type of camels. They call it the red camels. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing you how great the reward, and he tried to show the Sahaba and related to them to what they understand. So he compared it and say that is not equal, but he said it's better that one of you possess this kind of camels. And they ask him, O Prophet of Allah, which prayer? He said, ما بين صلاة العشاء إلى طلوع الفجر. Okay, so he also indicates the time for the witr prayer. regardless how many rak'ahs that you're going to perform it, okay, that he said that the time for it is between Salat al-Isha, and which is the last prayer during your day or the night, and Salat al-Fajr, which is the first prayer that you do it in the morning. So at any time between this time, you can perform Salat al-Witr. Hadith number 297 عن عبد الله ابن بريدة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوتر حق فمن لم يوتر فليس منا. Okay, this hadith number 297 is weak, okay, but for a general information, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said whosoever do such and such is not one of us, is not part of my community, does not mean that this turn him to a kafir. Okay, as example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whosoever deceive is not one of us, okay, does not mean that is not one of us, that mean he is a kafir. But the manner of deceiving, lying, cheating is not the mannerism of the Muslims, is not what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. So when you do something, you're doing something different from the community of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because a lot of Muslims, they make a mistakes in a hadith like this, when he sees some kind of indication like what's happening in this hadith. Okay, let's see how he translated here. The witr is a duty, so who does not offer it is not among us. So this is the term I'm using it, okay, or I'm concerned about it. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he say whosoever do such and such is not among us or not one of us, does not mean he is became a kafir or became non-Muslim, but that mean the way how he's behaving, he is not behaving in the manner that's supposed to be as a Muslim, okay? But anyway, as we indicated, this hadith is da'if. The next hadith, hadith number 298 in page number 137 from the book Bulugh al-Maram. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على 11 ركعة يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي ثلاثا. قالت عائشة فقلت يا رسول الله أتنام قبل أن توتر؟ قال يا عائشة إن عيني تنام ولا ينام قلبي. حديث is authentic, متفق عليه. That mean in the collection of الإمام البخاري and Muslim. This hadith that Aisha, mother of the believers, may Allah be pleased with her, narrating to us concerning the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not offer more than 11 rak'at, regardless if Ramadan or not Ramadan. So the Qiyam al-Layl, or what some people call it Taraweeh in Ramadan, okay, or Tahajjud, was the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every night. He didn't only do it in Ramadan, okay? But for lazy people like myself, as well as some of us, we do this only when Ramadan comes. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every night he used to get up for tahajjud. And he used to make what? 11 raka'at. Okay, how many? 11 raka'at. This is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And was not only the number of raka'at, but the manner. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray this raka'at? And she said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ. What can be said about their beauty and length? That don't question, that mean is beyond even description. How the prayer used to be beautiful, he used to take his time, recite long surahs, okay? He prayed four and four. And this does not mean that he used to join the four rak'at together. But the possibility that he may rest in after the four. Okay? But like from other hadith, we learn that the salah during the night, we mentioned this hadith before, is what? Two. Okay? You pray two rak'at and you make taslim. Two rak'at. Taslim out, two raka'at, taslim out like this, okay? But here she say arba'a because after four raka'at he used to take like a rest, okay? So this what she's talking about. But this four raka'at the Prophet ﷺ used to make it, it used to be very beautiful, recitation, taking his time, calling in Allah, all these things. And after this, he make four, and after this a four, this is eight. And after this he used to make what? Three. So this will be the witr. Okay, he makes the witr here what? Three raka'at. So the total will be what? 11. 11 raka'at. So she questioned him, O Prophet of Allah, do you sleep before you make water? Okay? Because it seems that from the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sometimes that he will sleep before he makes the water. Okay? So she said to him, do you sleep before you make water? So he told her about one of his speciality, his speciality, that my eye got sleep but my heart doesn't got sleep. Okay? In a sense that be with Allah, remembering Allah as a human being, his eye got sleep but does not mean that his heart is neglectful to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if his eyes is closed and sleeping. Okay, so doesn't matter, even if I went to sleep, okay, my heart is still remembering Allah and mentioning the name of Allah, and I'm not neglecting the remembrance of Allah. And this is also shows us the permissibility of sleeping before you making the witr, which more explanation will come about it. In another narration, okay, also in Bukhari and Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray 10 raka'at, and after this he will make witr with sajda. And when he say make witr with sajda, mean a raka'a. Okay? Does not mean the witr will be one sajda only, but he talk about the part, meaning the whole thing. Okay? Because there is no salah with one sajda only. So, the Prophet ﷺ, this is two ways. He pray for, he resting, for, he resting, and after this he make wait 3 rak'at together. Or he made 2 rak'at, and after this he will get up. After he takes clean out, he will make 1 rak'ah by itself, and this will be the odd number, which is the witr prayer. And ويركع ركعتي الفجر فتلك 13 rak'ah. And he makes the 2 rak'ah, the sunnah of fajr. So the total prayer he made it during the night will be what? Would be 13 if you add the 2 rak'at before the morning prayer. Okay? But without mentioning the morning sunnah, that means he made how many rak'at? 11 rak'at during the night. Hadith number 299. Anha means Aisha also. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 13 ركعة يوتر من ذلك بخمس لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. Okay. In this narration, hadith number 299. Hadith is authentic, reported by Aisha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform 13 rak'ah during the night. 13 rak'ah during the night. And his witr used to be 5 rak'ah. This is another form to make the witr. لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. And sitting only during the last of them. That means he will make 5 rak'at with 1 tashahud in the end. Okay? 5 rak'at with 1 tashahud in the end. This is another form of the witr. And all of them from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith number 300, page 137. وعنها is also reported from Aisha, and this shows us also the necessity or the importance of women learning their deen and transferring the deen. Okay? Because Abu Huraira was not there, Anas was not there. Who was there was Aisha radiallahu anha. And the necessity of the women to get the knowledge and convey the knowledge. So the women in Al-Islam, they are responsible like the men to study, to learn, to practice, and to convey the message in a form of da'wah. Like what I'm doing now, that you call it da'wah. So now what Aisha had given to us, this is a form of da'wah, okay? Transferring this knowledge. And this it shows us the necessity of the sisters attending the classes, taking notice, learning these things, practicing, and give it to their children. Or if their husband could not make the class, she will inform her husband, and later on she will teach the Muslims, regardless whosoever this Muslim, in a form, writing, or convey the message in any Islamic form. So this hadith for the third one, that after we found it also by Aisha radiallahu anha, that قالت من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وانتهى وتره إلى السحر. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make his witr at all times, in various different hours, and to the last hour of the night. Okay, so that mean any time you want to make your water is permissible, acceptable. If you want to make it right away immediately after Salat al-Isha, you can do so. If you want to do it in the middle of the night, is acceptable. If you want to get up before Fajr, 15 minutes and make it, is still acceptable. And this see the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he performed the witr, prayer, the ad prayer at all times. Okay, but she said that akhir, or the last thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed was what, up to the last hour of the night. This is what he used to do in the end of his life. Page 138, hadith number 301. Hadith number 301 reported by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. Qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan, كان يقوم من الليل فترك قيام الليل. Hadith is authentic in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, don't be like so and so. Okay, he used to get up during the night and make salah, and now he's not doing it anymore. Okay, so that mean is a form of showing admonishment or encouragement. Admonishment about the person so and so who neglecting, and encouragement for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Like he say, you look so and so, your neighbor, you know what kind, you understand? Make sure you don't do this now, okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by this hadith is showing us the importance of getting up during the night and make prayer. And even if a person can get up for two rak'at, only for two rak'at, will still consider for him Salat Qiyam al-Layl inshallah. Hadith number 302. وعن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتروا يا أهل القرآن فإن الله وتر يحب الوتر. أوتروا يا أهل القرآن, أو people of the Quran, أو يا people who memorize the Quran, أو people who had received the Quran, O who people who you are supposed to act according to the Quran, is a form of encouragement. Okay? Do witr. Practicing the prayer of witr, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witr and He loves witr. Allah is odd, Allah is one, and He loves this odd number prayer. This is another form of encouragement, and this is also shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this act. Otherwise this mean what? Allah loves the person who do the act. Okay, Allah loves the person who do this, the witr prayer. And O people of the Quran, so that means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember you the people who receive this Quran, so you should make witr, because the witr is something which is one rak'ah, and Allah is one, and Allah loves this oneness. Okay, so is a form of encouragement. The hadith is authentic. The next hadith 303. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سين قال اجعلوا اخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. اجعلوا اخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. That mean if a person get up during the night and he praying, so the last thing should be what? Should be an odd number. وعليكم السلام. An odd number. Make the last of your prayer at night a witr. Okay? That don't make it to be a two rak'at, dual, but always when you're about to finish, make what? Make the last of your prayer during the night to be a single rak'ah. And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 303. Hadith number 303 is in the collection of al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. Hadith number 304. Hadith number 304. Hadith reported by Talq ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتراني في ليلة. The hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, An-Nisa'i, Ibn Hibban and Ibn Khuzaymah. Sheikh Al-Albani حفظه الله says the hadith is authentic. Okay, that Rasulullah said shouldn't be two witr in the same night. Okay, it's only one witr during the night. You don't pray two witr. Okay, so you perform your witr when you know that you are not going to get up anymore or you're about to go to sleep. So now this is the last prayer. Now you perform witr. Okay, and if it happens that the person got up for whatever reason, you could not go to sleep or you have something disturbing you and you felt to pray more, okay, because sometimes the person get for they have things in their minds, they could not sleep disturbing them, and you feel that the best way is that you perform a prayer. It's good, you pray in two, but you don't make a witr, okay, because you already had made witr before. Hadith number 305, reported by Ubay ibn Ka'ab. May Allah be pleased with him. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yutiru bisabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. وقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي وزاد ولا يسلم إلا في آخرهن. This hadith which reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, and telling us about the manner of recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salat al-Witr, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, glorify the name of your Lord the Most High. Surah 87, and قل يا أيها الكافرون and قل هو الله أحد. That means he will recite surah in each rak'at. He will make three rak'at with one taslim in the end of the three. Okay, this hadith is authentic. حديث نمبر in another narration here in الامام الترمذي which reported by Aisha may Allah be pleased with her كل سورة في ركعة that he used to recite each surah in one ركعة وفي الأخيرة قل هو الله أحد والمعوذتين. Okay, this is another form of recitation that the last rak'ah he will say what? قل هو الله أحد and قل أعوذ برب الفلق and قل أعوذ برب الناس. Hadith number 306 reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri may Allah be pleased with him reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying awtiru qabla an tusbihu awtiru qabla an tusbihu. Does the Prophet ﷺ say, offer the prayer of witr before the morning come to you? As we explained before, that the time for witr is from Isha until Salat al-Fajr. Okay? So, before the Fajr is in, this is the time for it. وَلِإِبْنِ حَبَّانْ مَنْ أَدْرَقَ الصُّبْحَ لَمْ يُتِرْ فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ. That the one that morning come to him and he did not make witr, so there is no witr for him, and this narration also is authentic. Page 140, hadith number 307, وعنه, that mean أبي سعيد الخدري again, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نام عن الوتر او نسيه فليصلي اذا اصبح او ذكر. So that means the hadith before this, okay, was talking about person who intentionally neglecting the witr, okay, until morning came to him. But this hadith 307 which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and the hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood and the hadith is authentic.